We're holding in Siman Tov Samech Zayin, Sivches, page 140. And just to give a little review, because we're in the middle of a discussion here, they used to dry the fruits for Pesach and put flour on it as well. Some grain, flour. And so that would, of course, be a concern, an issue. When it comes to Pesach, we don't want the flour come in contact with the liquid. So then we're discussing also a topic of the raisins, drying the raisins, and we'll see how they would also refrain from having sugar on Pesach. So we asked yesterday, do people have sugar on Pesach? We all have sugar on Pesach. What was the concern? What was the issue? Because you want to get more for your buck, it's called stealing, really. They would put flour in the sugar and hide it. So since there's a concern of this, they would say don't have sugar on Pesach, unless it was a sugar cube, which you can't stick the flour into the sugar cube. Okay, so this is the discussion. A lot of the things that we have to be thankful, Baruch Hashem, for, that we don't have these concerns today. We have to make sure we get a good heksher, of course. So, I am reading from the top of the page where it says, "Over Yom Tov Ha'achron," right by the Sif Katan Lamed on page Ayin Aleph. Okay, you're in the right spot. Okay, and the Ramah says on the top of the page of Yom Tov Ha'achron. Over Yom Tov Achron, Ochlin Peiros Yveshim, on the last day of Pesach, the last day of Pesach is a Derabbanan. It's rabbinic in origin. The status of that last day is not from the Torah. So there's more of a leniency. Over Yom Tov Achron, Ochlin Peiros Yveshim, they can eat these dried fruits, with Sukkar Kandil, and this Sukkar Kandil, which we'll see what this is, this type of sugar. She'ein Boy, Shash chimutz, because there is no concern of becoming chametz. And then he tells us, you know, before we see the rest of the Ramah, let's see Sif Katan Lamed, that's number 30 in English, corresponds to number 30, it's down here. V'achron shel Golius, on the last day of Pesach, outside of Eretz Yisrael, kevan shehu dirabbanon, since that day is rabbinic in origin, we are not strict in regards to a case that's only a concern. Is there really flour in the sugar? We don't know. I guess my voice is not back yet from this trip. We don't know. We don't know if there's flour in the sugar. We're machmir. We want to be strict to avoid it. However, on the last day of Pesach, we'll say we won't have to be strict on that last day. Because we're not saying it's really usur from the letter, forbidden from the letter of the law. Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, 31. It's Sukkar Kandil Shein Boy. What is it, Sukkar Kandil? Ein Zahat Sukkar Mavushul Hanechtoch Lechaticha Yisroon Nekorim Sukkar Kandil. Does he have an English translation of Sukkar Kandil?
The footnote here says that it's...
So he says this is not... Yeah. He says this is not the rock candy from Crete. Okay, fine, good, you learn. Those rock candies have more of a concern of becoming chametz, of fermenting, and it's forbidden to keep it around on Pesach. And one should not eat it even on the last day of Pesach. Why? Because in that case, it's not just a chshash, a concern. We're saying if there's real chametz in there, we want to avoid it. Elohu, what are we talking about? Elohu tzukur haba medinas kandia, they're from Crete, v'hu ke'ein hut tzukur shalonu. This sugar cube. Right? So, v'haya bar lehem she'ein bo yichshum chshash chimutz. By the sugar cube, as we said in the introduction, there's no concern of any chametz in it.
So they differentiated back then between sugar.
And the regular, yes, yeah, yeah. Mikamokim b'shar yomim ein la'achlam ki'im al yedei hechsher. In the other days, one should not eat it. other days of Pesach, we're saying, kima de hechsher, unless you have a good kosher Pesach hechsher on it, kidei shelo yavayu lahakil gam bebliloys zucker, that you shouldn't come to make a mistake with other combinations, other things of sugar that might have flour in it. Make sure there's a good hechsher to it. Because u achroinim, the achroinim write, naf delichadchila bevada yesh li zahar shaloi lahashoyis zucker candle shalonu bebliloys zucker, that we should not keep this type of rock candy in the this sugar around over Pesach. The concern is we don't want to have chametz in our possession over Pesach. However, im turning the page now in some editions, im avar v'hishel yison, a person did keep it in his possession. Ein lesar achar Pesach, one will not be forbidden after Pesach. The yesh kama sveikas v'zeh, because there are many doubts with this. Let's just review something. We know that a person cannot keep chametz in his possession over Pesach. If he does, that chametz is called chametz she'ovar lava Pesach, chametz that was in your possession on Pesach. Chametz that was in a person's possession on Pesach, Chazal, our sages, said, that chametz, we're going to fine you, give you a knas. You know, like, think about it for a second. If you don't pay the meter, it's 25 cents. The ticket you get is $25. So let's say the ticket should be 25 cents. But no, it's a fine. That's basically what it is. So Chazal said here that we're going to give you a fine. You should have got rid of that chametz. You did not get rid of that chametz. You cannot use that chametz ever. It's a fine. It's chametz that was in your possession on Pesach. So in regards to this type of the sugar over here, he says there are many reasons to say, there's a lot of sfeikas, a lot of doubts to say that maybe there wasn't even chametz there. So it's not going to be a concern if you did not get rid of it and you had it in your possession, the Hisho Yisung, Ein Lesor Acha Pesach, it will not be forbidden after Pesach. Now we're going back to the top of the page, the Ramah, Ramosh Isulis, where he says it's right near Sifkot and Lamed Beis, on top of page 142, top line of the page, V'haminig medinas Eilu Shaloi Lechol Karkoim Shekoirin Zafin. So you tell Rabbi Zafin, he's famous there. Okay. Okay. Oy neglich. So there's a minig not to have these certain spices. Not to have certain spices. Mihu ein, however, einon oisrin taruvason v'chein eruli. However, if one would use it and it would get mixed up with the food, it would not forbid the food. What is this karkom? He says, "Shem zayfin oison b'soilis lahamid mar isoy." They would, zayif is to forge. Adulterate. Thank you. I was looking for the word. Thank you. It was adulterated. They would take this spice and put flour into it to change its natural appearance and consistency. I was once told by in the fruits that we have today, you know, the shininess, all these type of things, the wax, that it's not natural. They put it on some places where they want it to be shinier, so you walk in and it catches your eye, and you go to the actual tree, there's no one spraying the trees with the shiny gloss, and you don't have that stuff on it.
Rabbi, were these products from a Jew?
So since they would put the flour into, we want to avoid it. Avoid using this karkum, this type of spice. Because of achreinim, the achreinim write, the af karkum hagodel beginas beisoy v'nizer by michametz. So let me ask you a question. Let's say I have this spice in my backyard. I like this spice. I want to use it. Can I use this spice in my backyard that I know I can't get it from the store because in the store they put maybe some flour into it? How about in my own backyard? Can I use it? The answer is no. I still can't use it. Why not? Why not? It's a gezeira, correct. It's a decree. Why not? Noigin by Isib and they maris ayin. Because some maris ayin, someone will see me using the spice of the karkom, and he'll think, oh, you're allowed to use karkom? Great, I'll go to the store, buy some karkom. I'll go down the block. And really, the truth is that down the block, there might be some flour mixed into it. Mine is natural. So because of this, of Marisayin, when one would give the wrong impression, therefore we we avoid it. Shakarkom eina matzoi b'medinas elu. In those lands, this karkom was not found. Yizberu shehu karkom habami merchokim. They'll think this karkom that comes from faraway places. The karkom is the saffron. Okay, very good.
Yellow for yellow color.
It's not reddish? Oh, so yellowish. Okay, yellowish. Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Now I have it in my head. Right. I have the picture now. Okay. So he says further, Ma'ashenkein shar kol ha'peiros shnis yamshu, the other fruits that dried, al yidei Yisrael, v'nizvim chametz, that a Yisrael, a Jew dried them, right, we're answering your question here, so if a Jew dried it, and he was careful, not to have any chametz come in contact with it, she'ein choishishin b'hem l'maris ayin, we're not concerned of maris ayin. Once again, what is maris ayin? Maris ayin is, Mara is to see, eye with eye, that a person will think that you're doing the wrong thing. Person, can you go into a Burger King? Well, it depends what the story is. You know, it's not black and white. Person's traveling from here to New York, and he needs to use a rest stop. And the way to get in is through the Burger King. So everybody knows, you go into the Burger King, you're going to use the facilities, or you want to get a Coke so you could drive safely. So that's permissible. In Balakin, what are you going to Burger King for? What are you walking to? You need a So that'd be more of a problem, right? That's more of a Myra sign. Like we can't say today, like you need to use a phone. Who doesn't have a phone? Right? Okay. Hayt kosvu. Hayt kosvu. Ki atabok. Furthermore, derech lishroisai. Did I skip a line here? The fish hein mitzuyin v'akol yoidim shelafam miyam shenoy son al Yisrael. Oyd kosa furthermore, ki atabok derech lishroisa b'sheichar b'ktsas mekoymais. You know what tabak is?
Tobacco.
They would soak it. Now I don't know how to make tobacco. I mean, what they do, but he says that they used to soak it with in certain places the shroisa b'sheichar in beer. Now, that's how in some places they would make it. And the beer is chametzdik. Tzorich l'sogroi b'cheder or lasis mechitza l'fana. Therefore, you have to lock it up away for Pesach or make a mechitza partition to make sure you don't come to use it. Because you'll be benefiting. Now, you're not swallowing tobacco. Let's hope not. But you're benefiting from chametz still. V'chein ha'karkoim, the saffron, b'mekoim l'shenoigin by itzer, in places where they forbid it, one should not be using it. One should not use it. Because of a chayodim, shechokar eitzel ha'umnin, she'oisin shnuf tabak. Snuff. Shnuf tabak. It's snuff. Well, you know, you see sometimes, let's say on Yontif, people pull out that silver box of the snuff. And or Yom Kippur, right. And then you have the little boy, as soon as the gentleman opens his snuff tabak, the snuff, the young little boy is running by, he knocks his hand, and goes flying everywhere. And of course, it's Yom Kippur, so he's trying to hold it back, you know. But, okay. So he's saying that, what's the story of this snuff? He says that the Chayadam, in his time, the Chayadam lived around 300 years ago. Rav Avram Danzig, the author of the Chayadam, and other Sfarim as well, he says that he looked into the situation, Sh'oisin shnuf tabok, you put up your nose, Sh'melachachim a peckled tabak, they moisten this peckle as a package of snuff, b'yayin nesach, with wine which was used for avodah zara. V'yadu she'ein yayin nesach aser ba'anam medina. Now we know that the yayin nesach, this wine that was used maybe for idolatry, is not forbidden ba'ana. V'imkein roi lizar. One should be careful. One should not use this if it's made from these incorrect places. One should not use this snuff the whole year round. Now he says, even the Mishnah says that was only times of the Chayodim. However, you have to take a look. How they make their snuff, you know. Many years ago, there was a few years back, I should say, there was a whole Shaitel concern with the shadels coming from India and this and that. And so when I was learning this with my chavrusa, he reminded me, he mentioned that the whole shetel issue with the Indian here, if it's Avodah Zarah or not. But the point is, we have to take a look into the practical application, how these things are made today. Sifkat Lamed Daled, Oy Neglich, we said that they wouldn't use, in certain places, the Zephrin or the Neglich, because they would soak it. Why would they avoid these neglich? Because they would soak it in barley, in the liquid of the barley, before they would dry it. So that would be chametz stick. Number 35 in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Lamed Hay, Miu Einan Oysen Taruvasan, the mixtures would not be forbidden. Midistam. Mashma, afilu b'pachas m'shishim, even less than shishim, v'koi al-kol ha-niskar lel ba-gazu, and we're referring to everything in this hagah. In other words, they have the saffron guy mixed up with the food. It could be bottle, it could be nullified. V'atam d'loy machmirin and kol kach machmas shash ba'alma, and the reason why we permit it, because we're not so concerned with just a shash ba'alma, with just a possibility, maybe there's some flour in it. Miolinian dvash belilas sukkar in regards to honey and belilas sukkar and mixtures of the sugar, yesh machmirin lesser imloy hayoshishim betavshil negdoy. There are those that are machmer to forbid it unless you specifically have 60 times opposite it. Mikomokoim bemokam hesim ruba, I mean, yesim chasyantav yesh tahakil. However, in the case of hesim ruba, there'd be a great loss because a person financially wouldn't be able to survive without it, or he would not have a simchas yontif. One can permit it. Just once again, when we say to permit these items, it doesn't mean because if it's usur, it's usur. We're saying because there are reasons to permit it, that's why we'll be permitting it. Let's stop here. Have a good Shabbos.